event when Mark Henry and Matt Hardy are the top two, and then John Morrison. Yeah, if you were the top three most, not just over, but just best personalities, best characters, you know, Hardy, Henry, and friggin' Morrison. And Miz may be a distant fourth, but you have them two open. One appearance from Mark Henry. He seems like he said pretty very little. He was just upset that his after being the toughest, you know, did he say anything? It didn't sound like, or I didn't read that he said, like, you know, why doesn't he end that promo with, you know, like poking Tay Long in the chest? Like, fine, I'm going to run through all four of these guys, you know, or something like that. Like, I'm Mark Henry.
I was, you know what? That's funny to bring it up. I was waiting for like a vote of self confidence boost to give himself.
Right.
Like, all right, motherfucker. All right.
We've been hearing all for like 6 weeks, you know, or however long he's been champion, like 2 months. He's just this dominant champion. He's the world's strongest champion. He should, like, just like he told Matt Hardy, like, I want you to get in my way. You know, cause I'm going to run through you like that. What happened to that attitude? Now he's mad. He's got a face for four other guys. And
he's
pouting
about it like a bitch.
Right.
And asking the GM, you don't like me. Is that what this is about?
Yeah. Of course he don't like you. You're a fucking bad guy, and, you know, you do shit. Whatever. Sounds like,
again,
with that and with the fact that why wouldn't they put their star power at the end? Is that at the beginning?
But then again, Trev, in all, even though it is what it is, it's unfair. It's just, I just think...
Oh, the match itself. Yeah.
The match itself is stupid. But out of all three of them, you know, on a quick side note, it's too obvious to say CM Punk's going to drop the title. You know?
I don't think so.
You really don't think so? I just don't...
No.
I mean, I don't fucking see CM Punk.
If anybody uses their belt, it's going to be Triple H. I think everybody.
It's too obvious. What I mean is, it's too obvious. That's why it won't happen. I just don't, you know. I mean, don't you think out of all three of these matches,
you might have some interim champions, you know?
But what I'm saying is, out of all three of the matches, who would you think most likely would lose? But just on a storyline basis, who would you think most likely would lose? You know, not everybody thinks business like you do. You know. Not everybody's like thinking like Triple H might go back to Raw, and that's probably why he may lose or whatever. I just got a feeling. I didn't even think about him going back to Raw. I just got a feeling that he will be the one. Somebody's got to lose the title. He's just not going to have three matches like this and have all three of them retain.
Yeah, maybe not.
And if they did, would you be disappointed or no? Or are you just disappointed at the whole idea?
You know what? You're right, because they have been hyping it up. Thing where we're almost guaranteeing a title change, but that doesn't mean a permanent title change.
No, I'm just talking about for this night. Are you talking about? Well, but then technically, are you talking about because the title could switch hands a couple times during that night, or are you talking about what could happen after that night?
No, I mean, what could happen that night? We're guaranteed a new champion, or we're guaranteed the title's going to change hands. But in the end, any title is going to be Triple H, Mark Henry, and CM Punk as the champions at, you know, the next week's TV.
The title won't. The basic, the bottom line is, with all this interim bullshit that they're saying, the title will not switch hands until the 20-minute mark, if it does at all. That's the way I'm looking at it. This ain't no fucking hardcore match where, oh shit, he got a pin, so he's a new champion. You know what?
Since we are probably pushing like 50 minutes here, and this is an hour show, and Unforgiven's 2 weeks away, and it's an ECW wrap-up, let's go ahead, wrap this thing up and talk about, because we got 2 weeks, we got SmackDown, and we got probably a whole another week after that of TV, so.
Yeah, we can wrap it
up. Let's give it a little time, and then, you know, see even more where they could go. I mean, maybe we'll do a short SmackDown recap, next Friday and then do it like a preview. Or we could do a specialized three, just doing just those matches, the three
screens. Don't give away too much, you know.
Oh, leave them one more. Oh,
what's
shit. That? Can't wait till next Friday. Right. See, that's the problem wrestling show companies don't have. They don't see that for, you know, that 2 weeks, 3 weeks from now, as far as TV main events and stuff. Like, you know, you can have, you know, we talking 2 weeks from now. Drop your seeds, you know what I mean?
Visionaries, brother, visionaries. But let's wrap this thing up.
Yeah, that's it for us. ECW wrap up, East Coast Audio. That's it. Let's get out of here.
This is PW Torch editor Wade Keller, and that concludes another random 5-minute free audio clip from a Torch VIP audio show. We feature a wide variety of audio shows, around 50, sometimes more than 60 audio shows in any given month, from a wide variety of perspectives, from a wide variety of contributors to the Torch, and this is just one sample of that. Keep checking back at pwtorch.com for other free 5-minute clips. And of course, we encourage you, if you're so inclined, to try a VIP membership and get the feature length, the full length audio updates of all of our audio shows throughout the week. For more information on becoming a VIP member, just click on the VIP sign up button in the upper left corner of the screen, right underneath the pwtorch.com logo. Thanks for your support of the Torch, and until next time, Wade Keller signing off.